Hello and welcome back to Stoner Babble, coming at you live from the new Stoner Babble news desk. I'm one of your hosts, Bert. That's JJ. And young Jamie's in the producer's box.
Ooh, he's sitting up high with his power.
I feel like today's the... Listen, he can't be young Jamie. There's already a young Jamie. It ends today.
Or it begins anew. What do you want it to be?
It's up to him.
What you want? New nickname coming up, so I guess we'll wait on that one. Then you think about it.
No, right now? No, we don't wait on it.
It gets decided on right now. Oh, you got to do it right now.
Right now.
So we're going to do two words then, right?
It doesn't even have to be two words.
I kind of want it to be.
He could just be his name if he wanted to be.
It needs to be a noun and a verb. Any good fantasy character? Ronan Silverback, something like that? I don't know.
Could it just be his name?
No, I don't like that.
What's your middle name? Young John?
Young Jonathan. Young Jonathan.
Let's call him Young John. Dude,
oh, yo, Joan. I'm gonna call him Joan.
I touched myself to Drew Carey on the
shit. Past. He's gonna be controlling it now, too. Yo, Joan.
We'll just call him Joan.
Joan. Yeah, I like it.
Producer Joan.
Producer Joan.
Yeah, because you can't even say it, dude.
Can't say it.
Yeah, dude, this is perfect.
Boom.
Producer Joan.
Like I'm handing off the producer.
Yeah, I feel like we'll never remember that. We're just gonna call him Young Jamie, but. He looks French. Let's call him Jean Girard, dude.
Jean Girard?
Yeah, dude.
Young Jean Girard? Oh, sure.
That's it. Whatever you call him, that's the thing. That's our thing, dude. Our guy that we don't see on camera. He's whatever French name we feel like calling him that day. So, like, we could just call him Young Jacques Girard. So, we just got to call him French names. And then when he gets his haircut, if he decides in the future to get a haircut, then we'll change his name. Then he'll be Young Jean.
Jean.
You don't know.
No, you don't know.
Yeah, dude. Young Jacques Girard over there, dude.
So anyway, hey, I woke up today, and I was thinking about, man, I really want to be Batman today because I have a fucking bat in the house. Hey, you ever deal with a bat in the house?
Yeah, I hate bats, dude.
Oh, you hate bats?
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't hate bats, and neither does the GF, so hey, we saved a bat today.
I mean, I don't want to kill them, but they're just, I did kill one one time.
Well, you killed one? You can't be the Batman then.
So I was asleep, right? And I started to wake up. I hadn't opened my eyes, but you know how, like, when you close your eyes and if there's light in the room and, like, you pass your hand in front of your eyes when it's closed, like, you can sense it, right? I could sense this bat flying around. So I opened my eyes and it was literally just flying in a circle. I tried to open the door. It just wouldn't go, dude. And then finally, I just took a pillow and I fucking baseball swinged. I killed it instantly, so it didn't suffer. What was I supposed to do?
Peter's coming after that ass.
What was I supposed to do?
Time to pay for your sins.
For killing a bat?
And to think that you self-described yourself as the Batman, to think that you killed a bat. Unbelievable.
Maybe that bat was just like trying to warn me.
And you fucking destroyed him. Just like a black hole. Destroying everything in its path. And you know what just happened, Burke?
It spit it back out.
You know what just happened, Burke? They just created one in the lab.
What?
Scientists have just created a lab born. Oh, that's not the right story. What are you talking about, Burke? Let me pull up this one real quick. What are you doing over there? This is from The Sun, guys. A hole in one. Scientists grow black hole in a lab and it starts to behave strangely. I wonder why. Because all we know that a black hole does is suck up everything.
But we're finding that's not true either.
What's up? Well, because it spits shit out, right?
It's starting to spit stuff back out.
What did it spit out, though?
Shit that it swallowed.
Yeah. Like what, though?
A galaxy.
You don't know.
It was spitting out a galaxy, dude.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean? The black hole's full?
I think we got a time-sickle paradox on our hands.
A time-sickle paradox?
Yeah, have you ever heard of a time-sickle?
No, I've never heard
of a time-sickle. It's when you're on the edge of a cycle, a sickle cycle, and uh-huh. You gotta go to a time paradox.
Would a time-sickle just be like frozen time? When you say time-sickle, I think icicle.
Oh, I'm talking about a cycle.
Cycle.
No, a cycle.
Not a sickle.
A sickle cycle.
I'm an idiot.
And the last one was bagels, right?
What about, what's your pro?
Bagels are back.
Say it again.
Bagels are back.
Bagels? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, bagels.
It's bagels.
Anyway, you want to get yourself some? They're back at McDonald's.
No, listen, I never even cared about that sandwich to begin with. Because one, I'm not going to fucking McDonald's for my bagel. End of story. If I'm going to get a bagel sandwich, I'm going to Big B, bro. You know what I mean?
When's the last time you've ever been to fucking Big B?
A week ago?
No, you did not go a week ago.
Yes, I did.
No, you did not.
I go all the time. You're playing. I get the same thing, bro.
Story. I go every time.
I get the Havarti everything bagel sandwich. It's got turkey, Havarti cheese. Then they grill it, cream cheese. You know what I'm talking about. And then I get a Red Bull cream freeze.
Where is that even at around you?
By work.
They ain't even there. That's a fake store. You liar, making stuff up again.
No, bro.
Yeah, you don't have no. Bagel making skills.
You always can catch me at Big B. Anyways, dude, did you have a good holiday? Yeah, did you get to eat some food?
I had a lot of food. That's good. A lot of turkey.
Yeah, I was thinking about this. I didn't really do much on Thanksgiving, but I was thinking, there's a lot of food that you eat on Thanksgiving that you just love, right?
Yes.
Stuffing, turkey.
All of it.
Maybe ham.
Fucking ham.
Right. Whatever you like. Macaroni salad, green bean casserole, pumpkin pie. But let me ask you this. As much as you like that food, why the fuck do you only eat it once a year?
Are you the one cooking it? Never have you cooked a Thanksgiving Day meal, Burke. I feel it. You ever working up at 3 a.m. to cook pies and shit? That's the reason why.
Yeah, but listen, hold on. Because that's where my mind went. I was just like, yep, this shit just takes too much time, right? But I ain't talking about the whole spread. I love fucking stuffing. It don't take that long to make stuffing by itself if you're just making the stuffing, but you don't ever do it. People love cranberry sauce. I ain't never seen a motherfucker eat cranberry sauce except for on Thanksgiving.
I don't even know what cranberry sauce is.
I don't either. It's weird to me. Fucking Cangelo, bro. Get that shit out of here. People fucking love it for some reason.
God, gross.
Cooking a turkey. There's dudes out here fucking smoking meat and brisket and shit for 3-4 days. You tell me you ain't got time to make a turkey?
They don't like turkey.
It's just strange to me, dude. Like, all these foods that we enjoy, we just eat them like once or twice a year. Don't make no damn sense.
Where do the turkeys go? I mean, you don't eat a lot of turkey, right?
God.
They just say... I'm God.
Well, I motherfucker be always talking to someone at work. Was like, oh man, pecan pie. I can't wait to eat the pecan pie. Like, why don't you just fucking eat and make a pecan pie on a Tuesday, you stupid?
Because it won't be the same then.
What do you mean?
It won't be the same taste.
Nah, bro.
Thanksgiving Day pie is better than normal day pie. I guarantee it.
Mm-mm.
Yes, it is. You know it's true. Maybe there's something about the whole atmosphere coming together. I don't know. Maybe it's all the variables. A plus B plus C, baby.
You know who the variables were all there for? The man that spent the last 18 years living in an airport terminal.
It was Tom Hanks in the movie.
Yeah, The Terminal.
The Terminal.
He died.
How old was he?
Young Jamie, can you look that up?
You had the story right there.
No, I just have a screenshot of the story. Man who lived in Paris airport for 18 years and inspired the movie Terminal dies. So I do know a little bit about it. He lived on basically donations and airport worker pity. They would give him things. They would let him into like the locker room area 3 times a week so he could shower. Can't stand to be there for 6 hours.
Yeah.
He lived there for 18
so
years.
let's put this back on you. Let's say you're traveling abroad and then there's a war in the U.S. and you're stuck there. What do you do? Like, say you're stuck in, I'll give you Europe. Travel wherever you want, but what are you doing? And you know nobody overseas unless you're gonna find somebody.
Would you kill somebody?
Well, I kill somebody for what reason?
Let me get you the scenario. All right, let me ask, before we get in that scenario, how long do you think you could actually last before you just lost it?
I find a way. Forever.
I'm giving myself 90 days. So let's say you're stuck, right? You got no passport, nothing. And you watch a guy walk into the bathroom late at night, and he looks like you. You ain't thinking about offing him and stealing his ticket and his passport to get out of that fucking airport?
I don't know. Maybe you don't know. You don't know either.
I'm telling you, bro. Like some real Steven Seagal shit, bro.
Yeah, real Steven Seagal mouth yapping.
No.
Yeah, you're like, caw.
No. I'm putting an out of order sign on the stall door, kicking that guy in half and taking his clothes and his ID, dude. I'm getting out of that airport.
Real hitman, huh?
Yeah, dude. And then I'm going to leave my stuff with him. And they're going to be like, he just killed himself. He's been in the fucking airport for 90 days. He fucking just had enough. And then I get away.
That's what's
up. And then I find out the guy that I took out is like, he's like a multimillionaire. And then there you go. There's the movie.
Oh.
Guy gets stuck in an airport. Desperation kicks in. Kills the man. Steals his identity. And the guy ends up having a great life.
Burke, did I tell you that I stumbled upon? there's something about trees. Cut them open, you know how they tell you about the age, tells you about what's going on during world history.
Mm-hmm.
Today, when I was doing research for the show, I stumbled upon the idea that, well, they can also dictate when radiation has happened to the land around it.
Trees?
As in, they now have a theory showing that in 774 AD, there was a point where there was a solar flare radiation that soaked the land, which didn't really affect the land that much during the time because there wasn't electricity. But if it did happen today, it would be fucked. Third world status. And that just happened a few thousand years ago, baby. The trees are telling you something, Burke. The trees around you. That's why people are talking to trees more. Did you know that? Did you see that? Where people are talking to trees all around you?
Are they?
Yeah, did you see that? They're looking at them and they go, hey, how you doing?
Who's talking to trees?
People.
Why?
They want the trees to touch them back.
What did you just say to me?
People want the trees to touch them.
Man, you be looking at some fucked up shit on the internet, bro. Sometimes I be wondering, man, how you see these stories. Like, what'd you have to search to get stuck in this, like, portal, man? Like, what were you seeing where you're reading articles about people wanting trees to touch them, dude?
It's all about energy and coming together, you know? You out there, you be like, listen, yo, man, trees, what's up?
I'm gonna leave it like this, bro. Yeah. Peoples is peoples, and nature is nature, and the two should never touch each other, dude.
Well, now you're just getting stonewalled.
No. I'm saying we need to be one with nature, but it needs to be at a respectable distance. There doesn't need to be any tree fucking going on, bro. Because that's what this is where this is going.
Whoa, hey, yo.
Man, light almost fell on our camera operator. We don't even have insurance.
We don't have insurance. That's the other thing, Burke. 774 AD. 774 AD. Do you know what happened? A red crucifix in the sky happens. That's the thing, Burke.
Let me go ahead and tell you something real quick. Anytime a motherfucker starts a sentence with, let me tell you what happened in 774 AD, already I'm out. Before you even, you could have said a motherfucking floating octopus appeared in the sky. I wouldn't care because no one knows what the fuck happened in 774 AD, bro. Not near one person. There wasn't no electricity, no light bulbs, none of that shit, bro. We ain't got no real accounts of what happened in 774 AD. A crucifix in the sky. What was that? What was that all about?
So let me set the stage.
Oh, man.
774 AD, you get a red crucifix in the sky. And I just told you about the trees, right, Burke? I just told you about the trees with the circles in the trees dictating that there was an event that happened. A solar event. I'm going to tell you that I think that a solar event did occur and it actually formed a fucking red crucifix in the sky and people freaked the fuck out. I mean, it just reminds you about how shit just happens that just naturally occurs in the environment and you don't know what the fuck is going on. Or, I can't prove anything. Well, it turns out all these trees in a certain area across a large part of the map do have the same fucking information inside of them instead of the other trees around them. And science wins again, Burke, you stupid dumb dick. Oh, yeah, brother.
But I like how you said, I like how you said the trees. I like how you said the trees have the information in them, like they have fucking hard drives. Like, yeah, we'll just get the hard drive out of the tree and figure out what's going on in 774 AD.
Yeah, perfect.
Please tell me more about the land long ago.
I got a hard drive for you. I tell you, I'll fucking take your hard drive out to a fucking research.
I read a good conspiracy the other night.
Conspiracy.
Since you're talking about things in the sky, made me think about this.
Nice, yes.
This conspiracy said that there is alien civilizations that are all far more advanced than us, and they pity us. So they came here, helped us build the pyramids and do things. They, you know, like, or they exhibited behaviors that showed that they were smarter than us, more powerful, better, had better technology. Then we just kind of believed what they said. This conspiracy theory is they gave us the beliefs of religion. And they gave them to us just so we all had something to believe in, because they thought that without something to believe in, we would all just kill each other. That's a wild thing to think about, man. And I also saw in that same conspiracy theory, they built the pyramids with vibration. I think I might have found this blew my mind. Stupid fact. Where was ranch dressing invented? Alaska.
Ooh, Alaska.
In like the 70s. I thought ranch dressing was like 400. I thought ranch dressing went back to 700 AD. I thought that's how old ranch dressing was. As much as people love it, I was like, this has got to be around forever.
How did it get invented?
I don't know.
You don't know.
When I saw the fact, I just couldn't fucking believe it.
You just put it down and saved it for later.
Yeah, and then I watched a little blurb about it. Some guy made it. Just some fucking guy. In the 70s in Alaska.
The facts of life.
I'd have never in a million years guessed that ranch dressing was invented in Alaska.
No. Would you have guessed that there was Civil War soldiers that glowed?
Yeah.
Glowed in the dark, baby.
They glowed in the dark. How'd they do that?
Bioluminescence.
What?
Bioluminescence.
So they were eating glow sticks?
Kind of. They found this out like just recently. Just a really recent, like a bunch of fucking scientists, grad students went out and did some research that during the time where they were at in this very certain place in Tennessee, your home's in the state, you know, fucking, I think it was Shiloh. There was a certain type of bacteria that grew there. And in this certain part, it would actually get inside the wounds and consume whatever that bacteria was.
It's the shit that makes swamp gas.
And then they glowed at night. All the soldiers' fucking wounds glowed at night. And then they healed faster. They became superhumans and healed faster because of it. So you had all this sci-fi rigmarole out there. The Civil War and people getting killed out from fucking bacteria energy. What's up?
You think Captain America's real?
Oh, dude, for sure. We talked about this. This is all mythology.
What's the wildest thing that you truly 100% believe exists on this planet right now?
Oh, on this planet as we speak.
That you haven't seen. I do believe that there's some sort of super soldier, some sort of human that they've experimented on and augmented, and he's just fucking freak. You think that's just contained somewhere? Area 51.
But yeah, no, I think that's another thing. Yeah, like you said, contained. I think there is an area where they contain like the weirdest shit that we just don't know of, like this sci-fi paranormal stuff.
I also find it odd that, like, I was reading this article about the crew that's going up to orbit the moon. And they're making a big deal about it.
What moon stuff are you talking about?
We are sending, I think it's in 4 months. In the next 4 months, we are going to have someone orbiting the moon.
For how long?
I don't know. What's the big deal? We've already landed on it and walked on it. So
you've never been on the other side of it. We talked about this. Remember mermaids on the moon?
So, all right. Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. So let's say the orbiter goes up there, and when he goes to the side we haven't seen,
yeah,
never comes back around. Then what do we do?
You gotta send out another one.
Another one?
With more cameras. Never lose line of sight of it.
I don't know, man. It all just seems weird to me.
Progress always seems weird.
I mean, that'd just be like, yeah, we won the Super Bowl last year, and then we made it to the next year, but we decided not to play. We just stood in a parking lot.
As compared to going to the moon?
What's the point of going to orbit it? Why don't we just land on the motherfucker again?
Because orbiting, they can do different tests for it.
Nah, fuck that. I want to see on it.
Then you go up there.
I'd gladly go right now.
Make your backyard rocket. Shut the fuck up.
Backyard rocket, yeah, dude.
Hopefully you make it a one-seater. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm going to make it out of wood.
No, re-entry for that one.
Hickory.
Oh, it was nice smelling as you
Yeah,
know,
dude. Huh? I took the hard drive out of some old hickory and it was like, yeah, we're from 700 AD. We can't be destroyed. Build a rocket ship out of us.
Oh, you got the radioactive hickory.
Yeah, dude.
I like it. Mm-hmm. Good for you.
Yeah, dude. What's up, JJ?
Well, talking about going to space, did you know that you can make cement with your own piss? So you go up there, you can build your own cement hut and shut the fuck up for the rest of us.
When you said that immediately, you know those videos when you're scrolling late at night and it's like, it's always like in a foreign country where they're building like a house in the ground with their bare hands. I bet I've watched probably 15 hours of that and I've never seen them piss on a pile of dirt to make cement. Why would you need to do that? And how do you do it? What do you mix it with?
You do it with lunar dust.
Where the fuck am I gonna get lunar dust?
When you're on the moon. I don't understand what you're not getting here. This is about making it on the moon.
So you're telling me when I land on the moon, I just take it out, I piss all over the dust, and I can make some blocks then.
I'm telling you, I didn't read this article at all, but I'm hoping that you can do that because you're going to get trapped there.
You don't think I'm making it back from the moon?
No, I know. Not on your hickory fucking rocket.
Well, you probably can't land on the moon anyways because it's not real.
Oh, you don't think it's actually real?
Dude, listen.
Like, it's not even in the sky anymore? Real? It's not even like in space real? Is space real? Mm. You don't think space is real?
I'm not saying that I don't think space is real. I'm just saying I think the moon is not.
So what is it then?
I think it's just...
Is it a picture?
I think it's just a big light in the sky, bro.
You think they're beaming... They're beaming a light to trick us.
Yeah, dude. It's some nights because it's like, oh, everyone, go check out the blood moon. It's red. And then some nights it's orange. Wait a minute. Because something's going to pass in front of it, but don't look at it with your eyes because it'll burn it. You got to look at it through a hole in a cardboard box. Oh, fuck out of here, man. That shit's fake as fuck, bro. How can we land and walk on something that ain't real, dude? And now we're gonna go orbit it. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Won't you orbit my nuts? Fuck NASA and fuck Neil Armstrong, still a fucking hillbilly. That was another, I read the on his deathbed, accordingly to his buddy that was on his by his side or whatever, he admitted that he didn't walk on the moon.
That sounds like some real great, through the grapevine, talking gossip you're doing right
now. I mean, the guy was there, bro.
The guy was there.
With him while he was dying.
Yeah, well, you're going to be there. Burke.
What?
What do you know about snapping shrimp?
Snapping shrimp?
Snapping shrimp. They got like snappers and they snap with like shrimp style.
I don't know what that is.
They do it fast. Like if you had claws and you could snap it really fast, would you do it? At a person? Like someone else?
Like this?
Yeah. Like if you could boom it, would you do it?
But I don't have fingers no more?
No, not anymore. It'd be claw.
So to get that power, I gotta give up my fingers.
For sure.
Nah, bro.
Well, anyway, they could 3D print you one. That's what they did. So they 3D printed a claw that they did, and they put it underwater. And actually, you know what happens when you do it? They snap it so fast, just like in real life, the shrimp can actually knock a person out with it. What? It creates plasma. You know what plasma is? It basically, it creates that bubble underwater, and it disappears.
Do you know what plasma is? Boom. I like how, because you re-researched some of these scientists. Scientific topics, you just take on the attitude and the smugness of a scientist. I don't have to explain plasma, do I? You stupid people know what plasma is, right? Well, there's a shrimp that shoots a plasma beam at you with his fucking claws.
Yeah, plasma claw.
Fucking plasma claw.
Yep.
What's with all your 1/16ths?
I got to combat your fucking 1/16ths. This is all what this is.
So this is your list of 1/16ths.
Yeah, but it's all my prior lives.
Yeah, I'm not gonna read them all. I'm gonna read the ones that I saw and I'm like, that makes sense. Samurai ninja, because you're always talking about that shit.
For sure.
Warrior in a war. Lived in the desert. Okay. Lived during Greek mythology. Okay. This is my favorite one, dude. 1/16th drowned. I think maybe sailor. So he's 1/16th dead sailor. He was a sailor that couldn't swim. You're 1/16th dead sailor.
No, I can swim. It's just I got dragged to the bottom.
By what? An octopus?
Know. No.
A kraken?
I think it was more like a coup.
A what?
A coup.
What the fuck is that?
Coup? Coup d'etat.
Oh, man.
C-O-U-P, bitch.
You think someone set you up?
Yeah, possibly, but I think it was another ship that... So it was an inside deal. We were spice traders, and I'm pretty sure someone sold me out because it was at night that someone boarded the ship, murdered the crew, and threw me overboard.
Do you think you're Jack Sparrow?
No, because I died.
Okay. So you're trading spice?
Spices, yeah.
Wow. So that would have been like what, around 1325?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, 1325 to 68, probably.
Yeah. So you probably would have had a boat made out of hickory.
I would have, yeah. Hickory was a known thing.
And now I'm going to space in hickory ship, so.
Damn, from.
Full circle.
Yeah, oh, fuck.
Fucking sailor.
Sailor time.
Fucking sailor.
Sailors. Got plenty of sailing stories, you know.
Of your time on the high seas?
Yep. Well, I got one for you.
Go ahead.
And I got another end of the world scenario, and it's brought on by mosquitoes once again. Did you know that they found out that mosquitoes can sniff out hosts infected with certain viruses more? Think about this.
Okay.
They found out that they're attracted to two different type of viruses. They're not very big viruses, mind you. But that's not what I'm going to play on right now. I'm going to give you JJ conspiracy really theory real quick. So you got this idea that mosquitoes could be infected to track to a certain virus. Couldn't you just say that you just infect something like a general population of a certain area with a certain virus, and the mosquitoes are infected with malaria, and then all of a sudden they're attracted to those people, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden you're just killing off a mass exodus of people by a mosquito-borne malaria virus? Watch for that, people. I think we got something coming up. I think we got mosquito-borne viruses coming very soon.
I think what you just said is actually what happens. I think that's how they control the population.
I could see that happening.
Yeah. Because they'll send those mosquitoes into areas that they say like need it. Could be to feed certain species or of animals or, you know, whatever that they're releasing these mosquitoes. But they have to raise those mosquitoes. Mm. And like you said, I think they're just raising them on malaria blood or on Ebola blood or like whatever virus they need that it can go attack that area.
They're doing it. Wow. You know what? I think you need to have a villain arc.
I need a villain arc?
I think everybody needs one. What would you do if you had a villain arc?
What do you mean?
What would you do?
If I'm the bad guy?
So what happens to make you a villain? And then what are you doing after that?
If I'm a villain, like, I'm kind of like the Joker, man. I'm like robbing banks and like art and shit. I feel like I'd be a good art thief.
I don't think so.
Nah, bro. I think I would.
You don't have good ears.
Bitch,
you,
I can hear real
you can't,
good.
You can't hear shit.
Nah, bro.
Like the footsteps behind you, especially in COD, you can't hear anything. You're like always like, I can't hear him at all.
That's video games.
I can't hear him at all. And then you're dead. And then you're like, you blame lag.
But bro, I got senses like a puma,
you're
bro.
You're lagging in real life.
Nah, bro. Because I'm telling you. Where I lack in hearing, I make up with in like peripherals. You know what I mean? I got way big peripherals. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, dude, I'm stealing art. Why? What are you doing?
Oh, wow, geez.
I mean, it's different though, because you're one of those space guys. You're gonna be like, I'm controlling planet Fuckton or whatever the fuck you're gonna talk about in the fucking 11th realm of the 9th galaxy.
No. I was just gonna say,
you're Darth Nihilus.
Sure, Nihilus. You don't even know who that is though. Mandela effect. I was gonna kind of try to say Mandalorian Mandela effect. You guys, try that one. Mandalorian Mandela effect. What's up?
Isn't it so much better when you can hear?
Yeah. Did you ever think about getting paid in pennies, bitch?
Dude, I'm gonna tell you right now. I hate pennies so much. When I get them back as change at the self checkout, I leave them. And if a cashier hands them back to me, I'll put them in the little thing by the cash register. And if they ain't got that, I throw them on the ground. I hate pennies that much.
So I'm gonna hire you for a job. I'm gonna pay you in pennies then.
Nah, bro.
This one thing happened in Georgia where this guy worked as an auto mechanic and he requested his final paycheck. I mean, the boss was an asshole apparently to him, and he wanted a $900 paycheck. It took a month, and the guy paid him in old slicked pennies. You guys go look it up. It's from Huffington Post. Georgia man receives final paycheck of $9.15 in oil-covered pennies with a fuck you note. That starts my...
How many dollars in pennies?
$915, which turns out to be 91,515 coins soaked in oil. And this would start my villain arc. I don't know. I think random fires would start at the auto place, and you don't know who would start it. But there'd be one penny left on the ground there.
Dude.
With hints of oil. And you're like,
oh. You're Copper Man.
Yeah, I'm the Copper Man.
Fucking Copper Man.
Yeah, 1/16th Copper Man.
You're now Silver Surfer's cousin.
Copper cousin.
You're 1/16th Silver Surfer, dude. Oh, there
nice,
you go.
Dude. Hell yeah.
You're Copper Man.
Yeah, I like it. Silver Surfer.
That's why you smell
man
all the time. Oh, copper stinks.
Oh, shit. I'm like the Liver King now.
Man. The Liver King.
Let's talk about that stupid.
Oh, you mean the guy that got ripped by eating just fucking nothing but raw
liver
meat and fucking just lifting weights? 12K a month,
12K
bro.
A month, bro.
12K a month in the steroids. Hey, man. Good for him, though. Yeah, according, that's what he said. I'm still rich. And I mean, he's fucking ripped. I don't know what that does to a man's health when you take that many steroids.
Boom, 5 years. 5 years per drug, bro. I think that's how it works.
You think so?
5 years per drug. Damn. That's how you do the math.
So you want me to do the math, for you?
There's a math calculator on the web. On the bro. Hey, if you go to the deep web, there's a math calculator for it.
What's the deep web?
Dark web, deep web. You go deep on the dark web.
Speaking of math, I'm going to hit you with some dope
nice
shit.
Nice segue,
quick,
bro. Okay, I like some it. Dope shit. Right shit. Okay.
So you know who Terrence Howard is, right?
Yes.
Love Terrence Howard. One of my favorite actors. One of my top three movies, Hustle and Flow. He's been making his way doing these speeches, and he's saying that the fundamentals of math are based on a lie. So all math as we know it is wrong. This is how. 1 times 1 is 1, but how can you say one of something and one of another thing is only one thing? It's 2. And then 1 times 0 is 0, but how can you times one thing times nothing and get 0? Basically, the 1 would disappear. That happens nowhere else in nature. Nowhere else in nature can you take one thing and another thing and get 0. 1 times 0 equals 0 is wrong. 1 times 0 is 1. And then this is leading people to believe another conspiracy theory. So if all math as we know it is wrong, if we can correct that math, that's how we see the next dimension. Part of the math conspiracy theory is too, is our ancient civilizations knew this math And that's how they were able to build such great structures, because they understood math and physics differently than what we do.
Okay. Okay. I'll say two pieces.
All right. Hit me.
One, I do believe there's a certain level of mathematics that humans simply cannot understand, which the Egyptians probably did have. Saying all that, this sounds like a student arguing with a high school math teacher, because math makes sense in the real world. You actually use it in the real world, and then it works. So I don't know what you guys are even talking about, Terrence Howard.
I understand.
Unless you're not explaining it as much as he probably could.
Do you want me to play you his explanation?
Yeah, play me the actor's explanation. Okay, so since I probably can't use any of that, the video, what it is showing is you can't have, based in physics, which I agree with, is 0 times 1 cannot equal 0, because you're taking away one part that already exists, and that in physics, you cannot destroy energy. It just becomes something different. So I agree with that. So he's basically pulling one principle from mathematics that he doesn't agree with, and therefore all mathematics is now challenged by that. If we solve that problem, right, which a lot of people are trying to solve, we understand the next level of mathematics. I think that's what you're trying to get to. So it's not all mathematics is wrong. It's just, if we understand a different concept, which we don't actually understand fundamentally, we'll get there. And I'll pay you with a bunch of oil slick pennies, you stupid bitch.
Bro, I'm telling you right now, if you ever do that, it's fucking lights out,
him,
bro.
I'm flicking him out.
You want another conspiracy?
I'm going to put him in. That was a conspiracy?
Well, I mean, it opened up conspiracies, like leading to if it led to us seeing a different dimension or whatever. Mm.
It could. Maybe that's what Nikola Tesla figured out.
That could be it.
Boom.
There is a black hole pointing at us right now. Pointing at
us. It blasted us recently, didn't it? Yeah,
with some light beams.
Because it was directed at us.
Yeah, bro. And it was just like, yo, what's up? I'm coming. Suck you right through this butthole.
A lot of different stuff has been happening, apparently, too. There are a lot of different Mandela effects I was just talking about earlier have been hitting.
I'm still hung up on the Sinbad Genie movie, Mandela.
So the most recent one I'll tell you about.
And hey, real quick, Sinbad, he needs some help. Go over to his Instagram page. He's got a GoFundMe. He had a really bad stroke. So he's trying to learn how to walk and talk again.
Yeah, the Mandela effect.
What were you talking about?
You know about Blue's Clues, right? Blue's Clues Steve. You may be too old for Blue's Clues. Do you remember it?
He was like the boy on the show.
The first guy. White and green striped shirt.
He
walked away from it. Do you ever know the history of that? In my history, in my dimension, what happened was he left the show to go to college because he was just getting older. Recently came back just a few years and said, hey, I'm back. People have been remembering that he committed suicide years back. I don't think I remember him dying. So people remember him actually dying. That's been happening. It also happened apparently recently with Macaulay Culkin. Speaking of Home Alone, some people are remembering him that he committed suicide years ago. There's no way I don't remember that one. Mm-mm. One bit. So what's going on? There's shit that's happening. Did you know?
It's the math.
It's the CERN, dude.
It's the math.
It's the mathematics at the CERN. They were looking for that particle, and they found it.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely did. They found it, and it created dimensional rifts. I know we're getting sucked into it.
Get going pitted. Through it. So pitted.
Dude, that's what you do when you're in the black hole. He's good at it.
He's finally coming into his realm. Hey, this could be a new segment. Phrases you're not allowed to say anymore. You wouldn't buy reading glasses from a blind guy, because that's offensive to blind people. Everyone, take note, put that in your journals. Don't use that anymore.
Did you ever know that I have a new theory, new conspiracy theory, JJ conspiracy theory? Did you think about this? You think about this? Cats and dogs.
Oh, boy.
We've had them for a while now, and they've been around for a few thousand years with us. But I think we have Egyptian gods based on their looks, right?
Wait, what?
Egyptian gods.
Based on their looks?
Of dogs and cats. Statues that you see.
Yeah.
Sphinxes looks like a cat, right?
Sure.
And then you got dog statues over there for their warrior dogs.
Okay.
I think those were actually gods. And then what you have is they went away. Left cats and dogs as watchers. They're watchers. So you got the nice dog that's out here to be loyal, watching you, being playing good cop for these guys, for these Egyptian guys who are watching us from afar, Burke. And then you got the mean guy, cats, watching us for the Egyptian gods from afar, too.
Dude, shut the fuck up.
Watch for your pets.
So you tell me, hold up, man. So you're telling me that my dog every night says a prayer to some Egyptian god dog?
No, no. They're kind of lackeys, really.
So they don't even know.
They don't even know, bro. What about the cat? They're not smart enough.
I feel like the cat could be smart enough, man.
The cat may be a middleman. I mean, that one may be a step above, maybe a lieutenant, you know, lieutenant general. Mm-hmm. I'm saying.
Because I look at it like this. If your theory is true, I would say that would make sense because we still have big cats. We don't have big dogs.
There's wolves, but
there ain't a wolf that's taking down a tiger. There's not a dog on this planet that's taking down any big cat, bro.
Unless it's a mastiff.
Not even then.
Tibetan.
Nah, bro.
Bear dog. Grizzly bro. Bear dog.
Any Food lion dog. Is beating the shit out of a Tibetan mastiff.
I don't know, bro.
There ain't a dog on this planet that's beating a big cat, man. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
It ain't happening. I love dogs.
So I think they're trying to summon up these Egyptian gods with their hydrogen collider down in CERN, bro. So if they're smacking those particles around, they're summoning up these god particles, and you're summoning up the Egyptian gods that have already been here before. So this has been my ultimate conspiracy theory, and this has really hit me today. If we do have these elites that could live forever or go in cycles, so if these people do relive their lives forever, we can't maintain info. We don't know what the fuck they look like 100, 200 years, and then they come back.
Let me ask you this.
Elites controlling the world.
That's probably what is happening. We're all just pawns in their game, right? What if they found a way to use that collider to open up a portal to the past, and they were able to go back and rewrite history? What if that's the only way to save the planet? We fucked it so much with pollution, and the only way to change it is to go back and rewrite it and introduce technology earlier.
Hey, maybe the technology idea does exist, because I talked about that. Let's go back in time and give them this tech, see what they do with it.
Well, bro, you see...
They're coming back. Maybe they went far enough into the future, but this is the only timeline they can go back to. This is as far back as they can go, so they give us a little bit of technology in the 50s.
What about that Mayan artifact that looks like a Nokia cell phone?
Maybe they've been test running it for a few thousand years, been jumping it around.
They already have been going back and introducing technology and...
See which one picks it up the quickest or something like that.
Yeah, they just dump a fucking Nokia 3610 off.
So I guess we're in a test run then right now.
Yeah, like what are they dumping off on us?
Bro, I saw a fucking sign today that said just test. And that threw me back to my cell phone days when I would send test phone signals all the time. So this is a test.
Mm-hmm.
We're being tested. We're being talked about vibrations through... we're doing being texted. Vibration
what
texted.
What did you just say?
Yeah.
What?
Woo! Yeah, hey, you
okay? Right over there?
He's good. He's leaning back. He's leaning back.
I got another conspiracy for you.
It better be a good one.
It's a good one. Remember the cartoon Rugrats?
Yeah, sure.
Have you heard about the conspiracy about Angelica?
It does ring familiar.
Basically, the conspiracy is... The kids don't exist. Angelica is schizophrenic and the kids are all made up in her head. And this is how they say that. Tommy was supposedly stillborn.
Damn.
And that's why his dad was always like nervous in the basement making toys. Because he stayed in the basement. He made toys for a kid he never had. And then Phil and Lil, more twisted one, is pregnancy was ended early. And Angelica didn't know if it was a boy and a girl. So she just made Phil and Lil in her head. And then the other kid, Chucky, he died in a car accident with his mom. And that's why his dad was always so fucking skitty and nervous. So like they were all just her imagination.
I didn't need to relive this one. I saw this one once already, and this was a dark avenue for a very nice show. And it made sense, and you sick, twisted bastard. You would bring up old scars.
But then it made me want to go back and watch a lot of those old Nickelodeon shows I used to watch to see if I could pick up on like any other weird shit like that. Mm-hmm. Like in Doug. I love Doug, man. I might rewatch Doug.
Oh, yeah, I don't know if you want to, though. Find something. What are you going to find?
Whatever. I've been saying this for a while. I might do this. I might rewatch King of the Hill. There's supposed to be like a lot of stuff in there. Did you hear the one about Bobby is not Hank's son, that Peggy had an affair with Dale?
No.
And he looks more like Dale than he does Hank, dude. Because Hank had that narrow urethra.
He's Peggy, and I hate Peggy. She's the worst.
Fucking Hank's raising a kid that ain't his.
Bobby's an idiot.
Now, I know, and so is the other Dale, dude. Yeah. Or Bill. It's Bill. Yeah, it's the tank top kid. Yeah. They look just alike.
That one makes sense. I think we got to dig deeper into this one. We got to ask the creators to get him on the phone and get him on the line and talk about the King of the Hill and his history and his back history and stories. And
can you feel the tension in the air right now? I know I can. I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
What's up with young Santa?
I was just thinking about his backstory today. If you talk about
I thought about that because you don't ever think about Santa. You only think about jolly old Santa.
Think about an old man that delivers a presents, and I really contemplated who the fuck even begins with that idea that, oh boy, every single year I'm gonna go to every single kid's house and drop off presents and make it down one night to every single kid. What kind of history does that person have? What kind of dark history does that person have? Because I don't think that person growing up had a cheery beginning. I don't think a person growing up with like what was given to them goes, I'm going to go out of my way to make something happen for kids. I think that kid's history was a dark, grim past for Santa growing up.
Mm-hmm. He was in the war.
It was some type of war. Yeah, it was some type of war for sure.
Yeah, bro, he was in a war.
Mm-hmm.
Had to be.
It was gumdrops dropping everywhere.
Yeah.
Exploding.
You think Santa dropped a bomb?
I don't know. I think he saw one.
What do you mean he saw one? Like he saw one go off?
You tell me.
I think he did it. And he was angry. And now the only way he saw to right all his wrongs was...
Why was he angry?
Because he didn't want... Like, you know what I mean? He didn't want to do it.
No, because Christmas existed way before this. What the fuck are you talking about, you stupid bitch? He's not dropping nukes back in the fucking hundreds of years ago that this occurred.
Yeah, man.
Oh my God, I can't believe you took it down this path.
I think every Santa has every time period has a different Santa, bro.
No, you are twisted, stupid.
Just like Santa's like Captain America, bro.
No.
Captain America had to do some shit in the war, bro. Have you seen the previews for the new Santa movie?
No, I have not.
What's the guy's name from Stranger Things? The actor that plays the cop dad in Stranger Things. David Harbour. There you go.
Oh, cool. What were we talking about?
Santa, bitch.
Oh, no, you're talking about the movie. What about this movie, though?
Yeah, he plays like an assassin, but he's Santa Claus.
He's a Santa assassin?
Yeah.
What if Santa got zombified, though?
Good.
Tell me about that story, dude. They're digging up zombie stuff. You put it in the Discord.
Oh, yeah. Where was that at?
It was the very top one.
Scientists revive 48,500-year-old zombie virus buried in ice. And, you know, I couldn't find a lot of information on that.
So here's the theory that goes is they're basically be with the melting permafrost.
The permafrost
is melting
in Russia.
It's gone. So all this stuff is coming up, including zombie stuff.
Jesus.
So the stuff that had melted and frozen as this world probably died off is coming back to life. We got to pay attention.
Every time. Zombie deer now. Every time they look, they find a new virus.
A new virus.
Oh, boy.
And then if you think about that stuff, it keeps melting. The icebergs melt, and the water rises. That stuff gets in the water. Boom. Zombie fish.
Smallpox. I'm telling you,
gotta build that wall. Gotta build that wall. Around the U.S. against the rising waters.
Okay.
This isn't a political move.
But we got to come up with a different phrase, man. We can't just go run around saying build that wall because then people are going to be like, no, the white supremacist guys over there on that podcast.
Well, just let us read the context. The context is to protect us against the rising waters that has the zombie virus in it.
How about let's build a dam?
Build the dam, then.
Build that dam.
That sounds better.
You're not
that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
I'm not that guy.
Yeah.
Build that dam,
Build
then.
That dam. And then...
Woo! God, that's good. Waterworld 2 zombies. Damn, expansion pack. We're talking about Waterworld again, bro. Are you ready for this? Oh, the zombies are coming. This is like a Halloween special, but in real time, in real life.
So it's like World Z.
On the high seas. World War Z on the high seas singing the song with me.
I ain't fighting on no fucking water.
I don't think you have much of a choice.
I'm staying behind the dam.
Oh, you gotta live in a dam life.
I'm staying on land.
Oh, I don't know.
That's where I do my fighting.
I think it's too much water coming up.
I'm not a sailor.
Too much water
coming up. You're 1/16th sailor.
I am 1/16th sailor that drowned.
Well, at least you know how you go. Or they'll use that fucking CERN collider and figure out a portal to the past to drop off some really good technology to fix all of this.
Or they open the black hole that connects the other black hole that just shot us energy. Maybe that's why they're shooting it towards us, because they already opened that black hole and they're just communicating with it.
They're just going to restart it?
Maybe that's the teleportation network they're setting up. Who could know? There's a lot going on right now that you could be twisting dimensions together. Holy goodness. Woo!
I do have some more questions.
Oh, do you? What's up?
Yeah. Who the fuck is Tony the Bird?
Tony the Bird!
And why is he a dick?
I was driving. We're going to Starbucks today. I was getting a hot chocolate
at Starbucks.
The girl wanted to go get her coffee, and I was like,
"How much was that?"
I don't know. I don't know. I only go once and never. What are you really looking for? There you go. Okay, cool. We saw a bunch of birds just hanging on the wire. And there, a bunch of birds are cool hanging out, but there's just one bird that just kept flying around.
Okay.
I'm like, that's fucking Tony. Tony's a fucking dick, dude.
Damn.
Tony's a dick, dude. So there's other birds hanging on the wire going, man, it's cold up here, you know? I don't know why you haven't gone south yet. And then the bird's like, you know, it's fucking Tony's fault. He said, we can't go south. Can't go south, bro. What do you want to do? It's like, well, we should talk to Tony. And then Tony hangs around. He's like, hey, guys, what's up? What's he saying? What's up?
So you had a hypothetical conversation with birds at Starbucks.
Fuck yeah, it was. I was higher than a motherfucker. So Tony flies away. And another bird goes, fuck, I hate Tony. You can't do anything with Tony around. So they got a fucking plan against Tony's death coming up here shortly. So
damn, bro.
The birds at Starbucks, bro. Death to Tony coming up.
What about the Blackstone?
Oh, we're talking about... This is talking about real stuff. Yeah, real news. Stuff.
You got real drops
real
over
news.
There for real stuff?
Real news. Got real hot news right now. Housing market relevant news. Do you guys know who Blackstone is? Isn't there a big investor group?
One of the largest, right?
One of the largest ones. They recently locked one of their funds from being withdrawn. Because what is happening, you know, Blackstone... They bought a Blackstone houses.
And now those rates are... Banging.
And they don't have them rent out.
Economy sucks.
They locked it down. That's how bad it could be getting. Is they're locking investors out of their funds from being withdrawn.
In that same article, it led me to another article saying that there are a lot of people who are in the middle class who bought up a lot of those properties trying to strike it rich in like Airbnbs. And now that the economy's fucking tanked, the Airbnb market has just bottomed out. And a lot of those people did adjustable rate mortgages. They're about to hit their 5-year, 6-year mark where their mortgage rates are going to fucking just boop. And they're not going to be able to afford the payments.
Big storms rolling in, Burke. Mm-hmm. From that seas, a dark seas brewing of investor world collapsing again. And the housing market, I can't believe it's that.
And the
again.
Crypto shit is just...
That's you got billionaires dying off left and right there. They're just killing the whole thing. That one is drowning, literally.
Yeah.
High seas coming up with the zombie virus, taking out the crypto markets and all those other people involved.
Buy silver.
I was thinking about that the other day. I was actually talking about that. Buying precious metals. You could strap them to the side of your skidoos and sea-doos when you're sailing the high seas against the rising tides. Zombie sharks swimming behind you. Get silver skidoos. What's up?
Jesus Christ, dude. How much did you eat?
300 milligrams.
Holy shit, dude.
Well, I'm good. You don't know.
If you see these dogs in your front yard, just know upstairs I'm going hard.
Bing, bing bong.
Yeah, you know it. Yes.
Yeah.
Shut up, bitch.
Yeah.
God damn. I want to talk about another conspiracy, but you need to do some research for me or something. So I want to think about the idea of Utah. And if there's anything that has special that has happened within the last couple of decades that has happened in Utah related to nature, because the largest living organism lives in Utah. Aspen Grove is an interconnected living root system that has 80,000 trees in it, and it's the biggest living organism. So I think something special is happening in Utah. You need to go there, or we need to figure it out. It starts there. The story starts there, or could end there, or wrap around there. So if it begins there and then goes back there, the whole thing could end in Utah.
The Salt Lake is almost gone. That's in Utah.
Is it almost gone? Updates. Did that one lake we were talking about, Lake Mead, is that still here? Is that still going? Is that still gone? We don't ever talk about that lately. Well, we should do some research on that as we talk about it. Nothing special yet. I think I feel it. For some reason, I feel that Utah Aspens, they're going to come for us.
All right, here we
go.
The
tree gods.
Lake Mead likely to drop even more due to new government action.
What?
Lake Mead is now expected to drop an extra 7.5 feet because of a new action already underway by the BOR, the Bureau of Reclamation, to shore up Lake Powell. The move by the BOR is to save Lake Powell's water level from dropping below an elevation of 3,490 feet, the lowest elevation of the Canyon Dam. By the numbers, the BOR will hold back an extra 523,000 acre feet of water over 5 months. So that can boost the elevation by nearly 10 feet. So basically, they're just going to have to kill half the lake to save the other half. The Salt Lake, it says in Utah, blah, 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 is the largest body of water in the Western Hemisphere without an outlet to the sea. It has shrunk to an unsustainable level amid a decade-long mega drought. I give it 5 more years till like one of them just completely dries up.
And then it's desert town over there. Oh,
and
boy.
And what do all those fucking people do?
Become nomads.
Fuck that.
Why not?
I'm not trying to live like no nomad.
Maybe you're not.
You gonna live in your van?
Some people think it's cool.
In the desert? Where are you gonna take a shower? You just gonna be a dirty desert man?
Wherever you need to be.
Fuck.
Wherever you need to do it. Think about it.
You're 1/16th media man now.
No, that's you.
Oh, I'm me?
You were doing the research like earlier.
Oh.
See, this is you earlier. It's like, hey, I'm a guy with a notepad. I'm taking notes. I'm going to do some I'm gonna talk about some articles so I can sound smart when I'm delivering the news. Look at me. I'm look at my notepad because I already practiced this in the mirror several times.
No, I
can't look
not.
Away from the camera now because it got me on the good side.
No, bro. I did not say that.
You did? Well, you thought about it.
No.
That's in your eyes. You're talking about with your eyes.
You don't
eyes.
Know what's That's in my eyes. Don't look at my eyes. Yeah. I need something else to drink.
You did one here. You did have one.
Hobbit, hobby, hoobie, hee.
Maybe I'll take your advice. Maybe I'll take your advice after that, bitch. You can't change the people around you, but you can change the people around you. That's pretty. You got to think about that one for a second, but it makes a fucking whole lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. That one hit me pretty. I think about that one, too, when I saw that. I'm like, damn.
Damn.
That's right. Yeah, maybe spend less time trying to change all the people around you and change the people around you. Hey, this person makes me miserable. Boom. Change it.
Boom, change. Boom, this person I like. Boom, hanging out with him.
Yeah,
boom.
Easy. I tell you one lady I do not want to hang out with, and that's the lady from Cyprus. She has the record longest veil, and it was 60? No way. No way.
How long was her veil, Brick, for her wedding? How long was it?
63 football fields.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. So she really wanted to be in the Guinness Book of World Records for her wedding day. So I think we need to do this, Burke. I think
we're trying to beat her record.
I think you need to get remarried to your wife again, do like a revows, but you need to wear a longer veil. It's got to be 65 football fields.
Well, not me, her.
No, you.
No, I'm
you,
gonna.
You gotta do it.
I'm gonna get my tails on my tuxedo the same length. We're breaking two records.
Oh, two records! You got the two records. Count it today.
Let me see how much this costs first before I commit to this.
I don't think you need to.
Did she tell how much it costs?
I don't think it does.
It took 30 volunteers to help even set it up. I'm making out of Swiss cheese.
You gonna make a Swiss cheese tux? I'd like it, dude. Just wear it down there. Don't wear it on a hot day though.
Why?
It start melting.
I'm cool as ice.
Yeah, you will be. But Hawaii won't be. It's heating up.
Hawaii?
Heating everywhere.
I ain't going to Hawaii, man.
Water's everywhere. It's heating up.
And that's a fucking volcano.
Boom, boom style.
I'm not going to fucking sit on a volcano.
Volcanoes are erupting right now.
Nah, I'm good, bro.
They're popping off.
We should see if we could rent out a fucking resort in Mexico for a stoner babble party. I mean, we got a couple great options for sure that we could look at down there.
Absolutely.
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 Yeah. What's up, dude?
Ready to do some final thoughts?
Yeah, what you got?
Conspiracy theory, more on time.
Uh-huh.
More on time with JJ. I saw a fact that blew my mind about blue whales. Because their size, you cannot comprehend how big they are until you rationalize how big the heart is. Blue whale heart weighs up to 400 pounds. Just the heart.
That's crazy.
And I think about that and I go, man, that is just one massive beast. Humans have existed for a long time. And what if they did adapt and evolve in the water?
God damn
as
it.
As mermaids do. Sea giants exist for a reason, I think. And now I think that makes sense because they are given a very large environment to evolve in, much like the blue whale does.
Mm-hmm.
There are sea giants on the bottom of the fucking seas, Burke.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God, I came to that rational today. And I just had to, I can't rationalize anything anymore. So I had to think about it. There's sea giants, and Hollywood is trying to stuff it down your throat to make you understand that the sea giant war is coming. Like, we've been rushing to clean up the oceans, which I'm very excited for. You saw that thing that they're trying to use on the oceans to clean it up?
The net thing?
The net thing that they're just going to capture so much plastics, and it's making miracles. They're trying to work their way through the island of junk that floats in the Atlantic, right?
Yeah.
Which is awesome. But the sea giants are coming anyway. And they're tired of our shit. And I can think that they might be fucking huge. Fucking huge, bro. And they're tag teaming with the mermaids. So, I mean, you've got to just a sea war coming. You got to see people war coming. That is my final thought. Just be ready for the rising sea zombies, sea giants, with the elites that have been living with them for generations that are probably vampires because that's how they feed on blood and shit, because you know that. All tied together in this world-ending apocalypse for us, but not for them.
All right, so this is my final thoughts. All I need to know is, A, are we fighting against the elites when it all breaks out? What side are we on?
This is what I see, Berg.
This is fucking Hunger Games.
This is what I see.
Are we fucking mermaids?
No! No, they're tag team with the sea giants. I told you, they're the enemy.
You know what I mean?
No, you're sleeping with the enemy. Yeah. You don't sleep with the enemy.
But listen, let me hear me out.
For the boys, come on. Yeah, for humanity. Humanity.
Hear me out. Sometimes, you know what I mean, you might have to do some dirty shit.
Stop chasing that shit.
You might have to do some dirty shit to get some secrets, man. No, and if I gotta fuck a mermaid lady,
honey pie the mermaids
to get some fucking secrets, I'm saying I'll do that. You don't have to. I'll do that for the team, dude.
Okay, dude, you're just a fine. That's great.
I'm in, bro. Yes. What else you got, sir?
That was mine. What is yours now?
I'm good. I don't have any thoughts anymore.
Boom, you got no thoughts.
I got them all out. All my thoughts are out.
Oh, shit, dude. You're thoughtless now.
I'm thoughtless.
You're adding new Zen mode.
And I'm letting you know, next week, you better come in here ready for questions.
Yeah,
I'm
telling you. Yeah, 1/16th Media Man is telling me that he's going to bring the questions.
I'm
going to
work on it all week, and I'm bringing the questions to you.
Okay. Oh, I'm
to you and you.
I've been doing that for 2 years. I bet I'd be scared of that.
Yeah, I'm telling you what, boy, you better be ready.
It's really frying.
Because I mean, if you ain't really into fucking mermaid, I don't know if you're going to be ready.
Okay. Thanks, guys. You can go find us at stoner-babble.com or Twitter at babblestoner. GG's on Waterworld 2.0 Zombies.
Stop with the Waterworld.